Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, the draft later tonight. Lions picking 28. Talked a little bit about draft crushes and who your guy is. John, is there a guy, if they drafted him, you'd blow a gasket? Not that guy.
Honestly, there haven't been a whole lot of these mock drafts where I look at it and go, oh boy, that would just be awful. Tom had one this morning, and it had them, I think it was at 28. Tom, I'm glad you're back.
It was Peter Schrager.
It was, and... Well, no, Peter Schrager had him taking Will Johnson.
Oh, that's where I thought you were going.
No. I'm not going to blow a gasket there. I know we went double corners last year.
And paid a corner already.
Right. And it seems unnecessary. But if it's that talent that's available you didn't think would be there, I'm okay with that. But the one that you presented this morning was at 28, a wide receiver. But it wasn't Matthew Golden. It was this kid from Iowa State, Jaden Higgins. Who had this one?
Nolan Bianchi from Detroit News.
If they go Jaden Higgins with 28, especially if, I don't know, if Will's there, if Kenneth Grant's there, if Gray Zabel is there and they go with Jaden Higgins, I will lose my stuff. Absolutely lose it.
So you're going to blow a gasket?
Yes.
That's what we're going to ask here, right?
Yes.
I would make you blow a gasket.
Yeah. If they go, I mean, no one has this guy going in the first round. And I'm going to be honest and say I haven't watched every snap of Jaden Higgins' college career. But there's nothing that jumps off of what I have seen that says he's a first-round talent. And he's 6'4". A first-round talent that the Lions need this year.
John, 6'4", doesn't drop the ball, prototypical X receiver. If he's the best player available, Brad Holmes is going to take him.
High rise.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want it. John, I don't want lock. It, but you're the guy that says BPA.
Yeah, and he's not BPA.
Well, what if Brad Holmes thinks he is? And Holmes we trust. Let him cook. See, I think you're allowed to have an opinion, guys.
You're really making me mad.
What I'm trying to stress to you and the listener is, you can think for yourself. We have a super smart general manager. You're allowed to have your own opinion. You can turn your brain on and participate in the conversation. John, I'm not mad at you for saying don't draft a receiver at 28. I don't want them to draft a receiver at 28.
But if Tet McMillan, for whatever reason, is available at 28, I'd almost be upset if they didn't take him. If Amika Igbuka, I would be okay with that. I'd be okay with Golden, because you can never have enough speed. You can never have enough receivers. You can never have enough great things. But
yeah, but those guys help you win this year. Even with McMillan, I it's kind of like, aren't they supposed to make a pick that helps them win this year?
Yes, but I'm not going to lose it over that. If they go with this cat from Iowa State, Jaden Higgins, I'll lose it.
So, what about the Will Johnson thing? So Schrager had him yesterday, the Lions. That's the farthest I've seen him down a board. So 28. Like, that's shocking to me because I love him. I think I think some of this is rhetoric and he'll still go top 15. But if that in that world, if that happened.
So again, he's got size. He can play man coverage. That fits the Lions, right? He would only be falling because of injuries. That's kind of a Brad Holmes thing. Look for value. It just would feel odd after going double up on corner a year ago with Terrion Arnold, who they traded up to get.
Yep.
And then Ennis Rakestraw, who they very publicly have said they're excited about what he could do this upcoming season. And they made their only high-profile free agent move at the corner position. At some point, like, you do have to field 22. You're not playing dime defense out here.
Yeah.
See, you got 11 on defense. Are you good? Four high-profile corners?
Like, it would crush me, like, if they pass on him because I think so highly of him. But it's hard to defend because of the position. They have depth there, allegedly, at least.
Well, that's why BPA can be your philosophy, but you can trade and move around to still try to marry that with
need.
If
that's the case, now the value of 28 probably goes up a little bit because there's somebody who was looking at Will Johnson at maybe, 14 or 15, but they had questions about the durability. Now he bumps down to 28, and maybe some of those questions are a little bit more acceptable at that point, and they'd be willing to trade up for him, and you could trade back. Do I want him to trade out of the first round? No, but it is a possibility.
But if Johnson gets, I would almost say it's about 20-ish. If he gets to that low, like I would almost start scratching my head as there's something really bad against him here.
Was there something bad against Brian Branch?
Not really.
Most people thought that he was a first-round pick.
But
what was the knock on him? It was like pro day testing, like combine numbers, which is so silly. I think that's the stupid. Guy didn't run a 40-yard dash fast enough. Turn on the tape. Brian Branch could play football.
Okay, so I'll say the same thing about Will Johnson.
Right.
Turn on the tape.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not telling you that there's no world where he drops. I think Will Johnson could drop.
Sure.
My thing is, he's more highly regarded player than Brian Branch was coming out of college.
That's my point.
And he's a lockdown corner is what it was. He was a top five pick 5 months ago. You know, I just think because he didn't run that it's like this is why this is all happening. But I still think that's why I made that Bosa comparison a few weeks ago. The talent's there. Don't pay attention to the fact he didn't play much last year.
Mm-hmm. We've got it out there who your draft crush is. You can throw your names out. You can call in and sell us on a guy. We also want to know the player you would blow a gasket if they drafted them tonight. And maybe there's only one guy out there or a position group out there that would really set you off. Let us know. 248-539-97. I don't want any receivers. I don't want any corners.
So if they draft Will Johnson at 28, you're going to lose it.
Blow a gasket is such like an inflammatory move.
That's
I wouldn't
the
understand.
Question. You asked the question.
Yeah, I blow a gasket, John. I'll play the game. I think drafting your millionth corner when you have Marcus freaking Davenport playing pass rusher, starting defensive end. Yeah, I'll blow a gasket right now. That would be ridiculous.
That was an easy button to push.
They hadn't even drafted him yet. Sure, I'll rev it up for you. Yeah, draft your fourth corner while Marcus Davenport plays end. I get it. You don't draft for need. You can only play 11 guys. Unless they're changing that rule this offseason, or you're exclusively running dime defense, you do have to hit edge at some point. You ask for it. 248-539-9797. We've got a running game going all show. You've got your guy you want, the guy you don't want. End of the hour.
Boy.
End of the hour, John. I want to know who you think they will pick.
Okay.
We got want, don't want, will pick. We'll do that at the end of the hour. 248-539-9797.
Face got all red, too.
You got what you wanted. It's 97-1. I've got your pick for the best dealership in town. Talking about Moran Chevrolet, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer in 2024. At Moran, you can lease a 2025 Silverado LT Crew Cab 4x4 for $298 a month. That's low mileage lease, 24 months, $1,495 down. Plus, employee pricing to everyone. Moran continues to be a great sponsor for our draft week coverage. Always appreciate it. It's Moran Chevrolet. We always get the best price, period. Visit MoranExpress.com. Stop by. They're on Gratiot north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Texter says, man, Costa was like Rocky when Clubber Lang was hitting on Adrian. Totally taking the bait. Hey, the question was, who are you going to blow a gasket if they take him tonight? We want the good and the bad, though. Who do you want? Who don't you want? And who do you think they're going to pick? It's draft day. It's 97-1. Mm-hmm.
And you can wait till tomorrow to call in and actually blow your gasket, but we do have a nice example of what that would sound like.
Ticket Texter says, if they draft Jack Sawyer at 28, I will not be watching Lions football this season.
I don't know that the last time, maybe right after the season, I saw a mock or two where he was in the late first round, but he's not a guy that I've seen anybody really talk about in the first. I don't know that you're going to, and it's kind of like, the individual I was talking about, you know, at
Jaden Higgins.
Yeah, Jaden Higgins.
Like low chance of it even happening.
Yeah.
You absolutely cannot count on Marcus Davenport. The Lions will be lucky if he plays more than 6 games. Discount contract, whatever. It's up there with Emmanuel Mosley for a waste of cap space.
I would not be surprised at all if by the time the 53 is set, that he's not on the 53.
Texter says, I want Kenneth Grant, either at 28 or in a trade back. That's Mickey in GC.
Okay. I could see that happening. I mean, especially with the injury to Aleem McNeil. Don't know when he's going to be back. We know it's not going to be at the start of the season. DJ Reader is on the last year of his deal, which is irrelevant to this year. But the relevance is he has had some injuries. Wasn't injured last year, was productive last year, but he's not a spring chicken.
For that reason, DJ Reader has to have a really nice season.
Oh, sure.
Especially out of the gate.
Yes.
Defensive tackle makes a lot of sense, though. If they if they really like Kenneth Grant, or if Harmon ends up falling a little bit, or Walter Nolan, who's another one of these like freak defensive linemen, mm-hmm. he plays on the interior. If these guys fall, I mean, these are picks that I think everybody would celebrate, because pass rush doesn't have to mean a defensive end. Pass rush can be right up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of defensive ends that, you know, all have their issues. Ticket Texter says they really want Shamar Stewart.
I mean, there's a lot of people that have fallen in love with Shamar Stewart.
Says absolutely must get him, Dan in Southwest Detroit.
I'm not in the must get him, but I'd be happy with that pick. If they just sit at 28 and they end up with Shamar Stewart, you got an every down edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson. And his numbers will probably be better than if he is drafted by the Lions than a lot of other teams, because he is going to be playing opposite Aiden. Aiden's going to get the double team. He's going to be singled up. Do I expect big production early? Probably not. But as the season goes on, yeah, I do.
With the Joseph extension, to me, it's more proof of what I've been saying. Ticket Texter says, Holmes, I've been saying this about him for 3 years, doesn't believe the D-line is a top priority in building a Super Bowl winner. He's a DB guy and prioritizes skilled positions on offense. Always has been.
Well, I wouldn't call Brad Holmes a DB.
You're right, John. Words matter. His very first draft, he took Penei Sewell. And he's taken some D-linemen in the second round. It's not that he doesn't value D-line. He drafted Aiden Hutchinson number 2 overall. But I think there's
still a need there that we want to see addressed.
Well, it goes to the evaluation. The one he hit on was Aleem McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
His evaluation of Levi Onwuzurike, I didn't like him at the beginning. I'm not a huge fan of him now. They've extended him, but it's only a one-year deal. Broderick Martin. Like, you go down the list of guys that he has drafted at that interior defensive line spot, and there's certainly, other than Aleem McNeil, there haven't been a lot of hits.
Reset where you're at. The guy you want most is?
Gray Zabel.
The guy you do not want.
Who did I? Oh,
Jaden Higgins.
Yeah, Jaden Higgins, a wide receiver. Like, yeah, that was more of a. Yeah, I mean, it's. He is a guy that is. When we talk about. And Brad had actually mentioned this as well. Why, it's just why I don't think it's a concern. And I'm not going to blow my gasket today. Is when he talked to the media. He mentioned that wide receivers, you know, that there's a you can get a lot of good receivers even further in the draft. Mm-hmm. And maybe the top end talent isn't there this year like it has been in previous years where there's been four or five guys that are clear first round talents. Jamar Higgins is not a first round talent.
They will draft a receiver at some point. Sure. They're going to address the position.
They get him at 60?
Yeah.
Fine.
Dan Campbell has talked about it. They want to get younger in that receiver room. Brad Holmes confirming, yes, he's on the same page with the head coach in that way. But to me, and maybe I'm completely off base on this, John, the first round guys should be guys that contribute immediately, right?
Yes. Ideally, yes.
And in a big way, ideally. Jameson Williams is still on this team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't anticipate him being traded tonight. I don't anticipate him being traded this season because Jameson Williams gives them the best chance to win in 2025 being on this roster, not being converted into a rookie receiver. Well, so then effectively adding another receiver to the room with St. Brown and J-Mo and Laporta, who maybe people are sleeping on it. I think I'm drafting my fourth option in the passing game, fifth or sixth option in the offense. That's a really hard sell when I want my first round pick to play and contribute in a big way.
Well, so to your point, right? It's not going to be the production you want from a first round pick. Would Higgins be better than Tim Patrick?
Yes.
Yes. All right, but you're talking about your third wide receiver.
Yeah.
But the way that the workaround goes is, okay, well, he's the third wide receiver this year. I would prefer more Golden than Higgins, but if you're talking about just that position is, yeah, our plan long-term is Jameson Williams isn't here. So we want to have a guy this year that can be impactful as a third receiver, eventually move into that second receiver role when J-Mo's no longer here. But I'm not taking that guy in the first round.
I was going to say, because that becomes the issue where 2026 is suddenly taking priority over 2025, and that's when you got your priorities backwards here. Well, you still got to play a full season when you will be one of the contenders for the Super Bowl.
That's going to be our perception.
Yeah.
If that happens, that it's more about 26. That's not... I don't think there's any part of Brad Holmes that is sitting there thinking, well, I want to make sure we're really good in 26. We're going to go for the Super Bowl that year, and we're just going to play this year out. He is still believing that this is a Super Bowl team, a Super Bowl roster in 2025.
Real quick, I'm intrigued by two guys. One is Mykel Williams, mm-hmm. massive frame. I think he fits the scheme. I think he's a Detroit Lion through and through. I see a little bit of Trayvon Walker and that there's upside to be unlocked, but instead of drafting him number one overall, I'm drafting him at 28, or maybe they trade up a couple spots and get him. Why is he so low? Ankle injury and a slow 40. Well, ankles heal and 40s aren't always indicative.
No.
So I think Mykel Williams makes a lot of sense. The other name is the wild card. James Pierce might not even be on the Lions board. I would defer to Dan Campbell's personal evaluation. If he's a knucklehead, you're not taking him. But if you can vet him and trust your culture, he is the biggest plug-and-play, instant-impact freak pass rusher outside of Abdul Carter, who's not even on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two guys I look at, and please don't draft a receiver.
Yeah. Well, and the one that's going to make you blow your gasket is Will Johnson.
Take your fourth or fifth corner, too, while we're at it. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, as the world mourns the death of Pope Francis, the Roman Catholic College of Cardinals is preparing to begin the process of choosing the next pope. That's expected to begin. The conclave is expected to begin in May, and among the potential candidates is a Detroit native.
Maybe
you want to put your money on Cardinal Joseph Tobin.
Oh, yeah. Is that where the smart money's going there, Cookies?
Oh, we get some value. Do we got odds? Yeah. I'll look them up.
Is it a fresh episode of Cash the Ticket? Who's the Pope going to be?
We're going live to the Vatican.
Tobin is 72. He currently serves as the Archbishop of Newark, New Jersey, but he is the first priest born and raised in Detroit to become a Catholic cardinal and could maybe be the next pope. His sister spoke to Channel 7 News and shared her brother and shared that her brother had a really great friendship with Pope Francis and that his focus now is just honoring his legacy.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the odds are very slim that he will get chosen, but there's always a shot that he does have the chance to perhaps be the next pope. But we'll have to wait and see.
You got live odds on that one?
I don't have them in front of me.
The Lions will be kicking off the 2025 NFL season facing the Los Angeles Chargers in the Hall of Fame game. It's going to take place in Ohio on July 31st, aired at 8 p.m. on APM at 8 p.m. on NBC and Peacock. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool for the fans, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the first time the Lions will be participating in the game since 1991.
It's a week earlier for training camp. Players are not going to love this, but fans, it's a week less that we have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Lions fans will travel there too. See the Hall of Fame, watch the game.
Yeah.
It's a fun experience. See the Hall of Fame, do the whole deal, watch the game. We got a chance to tour the Hall of Fame when I was there. It was before it was reconstructed. They were under construction at the time. I'm just not a big fan of the game because it ended my season.
Torn Achilles.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. I can understand why, for sure.
The biggest winner, though, Jamar and Westland.
Yes, more Hendon Hooker.
More Hendon Hooker.
Did you know that April, which is over, almost done, but April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month?
And, I didn't know that. I wasn't paying attention.
Perhaps you were doing one of these things I'm going to share with you. There's a new report that says 86% of drivers admit to being distracted by technology. Obviously, their phones, right?
Sure.
But it's not the only thing that drivers are distracted by.
There's
some other things as well. Well, that's on there, but there's even worse things. So getting ready while driving.
Oh, doing your makeup.
27% of drivers admit to working on their appearance, not just makeup, but shaving as well.
Really?
I've shaved when I drive. Yeah. I've got an electric razor in my truck. Yeah.
So it's not just the females, but painting their nails was also on the list. Come on now. Gen Z are the generation that is doing most of this. Eating while driving. You said the French fries, but it's not just that. Some people are eating like risky food, like barbecue ribs or a bowl of hot soup is on the list.
Hot soup. Yeah, that one would be tough because that's a two-handed deal.
That's like a thermos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you don't get the, I mean, you sip out all the broth and you don't,
I guess, but
the meat of the soup.
It's safer. Creating content while driving is also distracting people. Now, I'm guessing that's also a lot of Gen Zers, but it doesn't say that. Stress and anxiety. 20% of drivers say they stress about work or school or relationships and that changes their focus. Yeah.
Yep.
So stop it. Pay attention behind the wheel.
All that to say, stop it.
Yeah, yes. Don't do it.
Yes.
Watch the road. All right, we got the cookie jar coming up next, 97.1.